This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, hello. It's Friday. You know, no matter what else happens today, it's going to be Friday the whole time.
Ugh. The whole time.
The whole damn time. If you were listening yesterday, you may have heard something went down. Some stuff is happening. And actually, for a lot of people, some stuff is going down. Some stuff is happening. Vinny jumped off the show early yesterday because not only is he worried about having to be evacuated, and I think he's in the middle of the CZU complex fires, which is sort of a grouping of fires down in the Santa Cruz area. Because I was looking at nothing but fire stuff yesterday, there are these groupings by different names of series of small fires. So he's in the CZU danger zone. So something went down at his house that he's going to tell us the whole story. And it's crazy. Like, I could not believe it when he told us off air what had happened. Like, you've got to...
And that part's not even fire related.
No, zero fire related to this. He just had this thing happen at his house that we all went, what? Are you kidding me? So something happened, and that's his story to tell. So we'll wait Monday. I was talking to him yesterday. He thinks for sure that he'll be back on Monday, one way or another. And then yesterday, middle of the day, I would say, when do you think, mid afternoon? He let us know that he was
Yeah.
They evacuated. They cleared out of their house, got their go bags, which has got to be one of the most terrifying things ever. And I know that lots of people in the Bay Area, in California, anywhere where there's a fire, anytime you're, for whatever reason, a storm, anything, if you're asked to evacuate your house and you pack up the things that matter most, you know, starting with your family, I assume, and you flee, how terrifying is that to not know if your house is going to still be there at the end of it?
Can't imagine.
I know.
Even though we think about it, I think about the go bags, and
sure.
I was talking to Anita about it, and it's just, when it hits home and it's reality, it's like, I don't even know what I'd do, really. Documents, the medication or whatever you need to grab for, of course, my dog and all that, just can't fathom that.
Right. You have to sort of, I feel like it's a compartmentalization. I have the things that I can't live without. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Those things right. are all with me, and we're going. But man, your home is, I mean, the displacement that you must feel and the loss of the things that you know, and just praying that doesn't happen. And you know, we all theoretically can put ourselves there and sort of feel it. But, you know, Vinny actually leaving and me really spending some time thinking about what his home means to him. And we know how they love that house, and you have memories there, and all, you know, they just did a new kitchen. Mm-hmm. It really sort of made me think about all the people that have done that over the last few years, and of course long beyond, and you know, the, you know, devastating fires like the Oakland Hills years ago, and it's I really feel like maybe I didn't give it the sort of import that it uh that it needed. Or, you know, I don't know, something about it hit me yesterday where I was like, you know, I think I did not, not that I didn't take it seriously.
Right.
But that I didn't, I never felt it to this degree.
Comprehend the magnitude of it, you know. I know. And I don't think that the Bay Area has been hit like this before. Like, it's all over. The amount of fires that there are here.
Right.
It's just, it's outrageous. It's way, I mean, I don't even know how they're prepared more than they were before because we've been having these, but.
Yeah. Still, when you look at those maps, everything is, it's this many acres, 0% contained. Did you, I've flicked through all of them. There was 0% containment on anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it just that there's so many and they're.
Yeah, and it went so fast and started from the lightning. And
right.
As I'm reading through them too, I'm like, it's just so many stats. And I was like, I'm not going to read this on the air. There's just like acreage and acreage, this many acres, been, and 0% contained. Oh, this one's 5%.
This many structures. This you got a little 5%er.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is on top of everything else this year. Look, we never need a fire season. We have it every year, but we never need it. People are at their breaking point. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not evacuated from my house, and I am feeling like I want to run for it. I just, you know, enough already, 2020. F you. I want to throttle you.
Then our little problems, we almost didn't go on the show today because you thought your internet was down.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God, you guys. Google's having a problem. Google Drive is, it's not functioning the way I need it to. Oh, my God, the horror.
Somebody get Don on the phone.
Somebody get John on the phone. Is Don on the phone? Yeah, it's, honestly, it really, it puts it in perspective. And look, and I'm a huge proponent of let people complain about their problems. I really do feel that on a personal level, just, you know, people need to vent. And you shouldn't compare problems. Well, you shouldn't complain because of this. I really believe in people's need to and right to complain. It does feel trite, however, that, you know, my biggest bitch at this moment is that, you know, what the F, Google? What's going on?
Right.
Can we get someone from Google on the phone? Like, what's going on with the drive?
Well, we do have Scott Budman coming on later to talk about.
Talk to him. Maybe he can troubleshoot it with me.
He is our tech guy. He knows some stuff, so maybe we'll just bombard him with a ton of, because there's so much going on, along with Airbnb and
what
Lyft,
going public?
Uber. Yeah, it's going public, and I'll report that later as well.
I want to hear about that. There's a lot to talk to him about at this very moment right now. But yeah, the Uber and Lyft thing is, and we were just the three of us were talking about this off air a second ago. I'm going to be super bummed if this winds up being the end of like Uber and Lyft.
I am too.
And I get that they want these people to be counted as actual employees and not contractors. It is a huge organization. I don't know if they make money. They say none of these tech companies make any money, but it seems like they must be making money. I mean, I'm certainly paying them enough when they give me a ride.
Oh, yeah. It's just so helpful, especially when you're out, like, late or at a bar. Like, like you've always said it, Sarah, like, there's no excuse to drive drunk now because of all of these services. So now if we take it away, it's like, great. Now we're back to square one because those are just so helpful.
Yeah, just tap, tap, tap on your phone.
During the pandemic, I mean, I know ride shares are down, but they're actually very essential because they're delivering things like whether it's food or medication. So that's super important to have them around right now. So, ugh.
Yeah, I wish that they could come up with some kind of new category of employee or, you know, slash contractor. Like, it almost seems like they're going to have to figure this out because they need that many drivers. They need these people to just get an app and become part of the organization. But they also need to support them and make sure that they're fairly paid. Like, it's...
Right.
I just don't know, you know, otherwise, because I'm going to start looking for, like, you know, Joe's taxi service on my... Or, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for taxis to figure out, like, you know, they're like the Blockbuster of driving people places. Like, why is there... Is there a Yo Taxi or something? There are plenty of people who... Something like that, right?
Taxi,
Yo Taxi?
I've never been in a taxi.
What?
I've only been in New York, not here in California.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny. Before Uber was everywhere, just a few years ago, we'd just walk outside and stand on the corner, and a taxi would come by. And you'd say, hey, taxi. Yo Taxi. And go wherever you needed to go. And it was... they drove like madmen, and you just... They knew the city. They get you through the shortcut, and boom.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see taxis here anymore.
Well, you probably don't. I haven't been looking for one, so no wonder I haven't seen one. But why doesn't the taxi industry figure something out? I mean, you know, Dispatch is the app, I guess. They were fighting for a long time.
I don't even know what came out of that. I know they were picketing and protesting because of the ride-sharing, you know, apps that were taking over. And they did take over for the most part. And now here we are. They're ready to take off.
Yeah, I think like the one bastion of sort of taxi dominance has been airports. You know, there's no, you don't get to be an Uber standing in the taxi line. So, you know, plenty of times I hop a taxi from the, because I know there'll be one there from the airport. But you should try that, Nicole.
Works. I've actually used Uber from airports.
Of course you have. Well, right, you know what, though? Why wouldn't you? That's what you're doing. It's right there on your phone. You want your ride. You don't want to wait in the taxi
line. Except for New York. When I landed in New York, there's like a whole line of taxis just waiting. So we got
just
a taxi.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Hey, where you want to go, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Take you wherever you want to go. You want to get a slice first?
I'm walking over here.
Yeah.
That was the true experience, and I was loving it.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, that's every car in the city is a taxi there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how fast we take things for granted, too. You know, we get real used to stuff and take it for granted. I'll be interested to talk to Scott today. Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, and, of course, chief correspondent of the ANN. You got your keyboard all set up, my friend? I know you've done a lot of rearranging over there.
I have my stuff set up for the most part.
Okay, good. I'm going to need those.
There's a lot on my plate. Definitely.
There is a lot. I handed him a music list. You know what?
I got a couple songs from that list.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so I'm, you know, delegating some of my music tasks.
All right.
We got it. We got it.
Well, we hope we have it. Yeah. You know, we're going to be doing this music during the break, and I'm like, you
just
pull this, I'll pull
three
this.
Of us. We can make it if we try.
Oh, you guys were sick. How did that happen?
I don't. I think I told.
Well, because she is in control of it. If she sings with me, even though we're totally out of sync to me, we're in sync to everybody, to the listeners and to everybody else, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, because she's the hub. She's where all our signals are coming to.
She's the control room.
That's so cool. So yeah. Nicole, so if I go in the studio, I can then sing along with you again.
Yeah,
I could have sung along.
You and I won't be in sync. But from my perspective,
for the listeners, I don't care about what
you hear. I would have to concentrate so hard to not get screwed up by you.
Yeah, exactly. I could have sung along yesterday with the 1-8-7-7 kids. That was a great moment.
I do want to mention that because it was funnier than I even remembered it being. Like on Instagram, Bryn, on the Alice973 Instagram, the one with all the followers. Thanks for nothing, you guys. Come on, jump on our pages. Jesus. We post two. You just going to follow Alice? Come on.
We built that page,
for God's sake. Well, Hooman built it, you know. I remember and it's funny because now that Bryn is doing a lot of the posting on there, he has a new appreciation for, because we used to give Hooman so much crap, like put something up for this. And
why'd you spend 3 hours on that, yo? I got to do the right hashtags, man. I got to tag the right people, do the right hashtags, and, you know,
turns
make
out,
a trend.
Who knew?
And he did spend 3 hours on it, and so I do realize now, like, you really do have to think about what's a hashtag properly.
Yeah.
God,
hashtags are important.
I don't care about hashtags.
I don't either, but my friend was telling me how important they are. And
does she actually click on hashtags? Like, I would never go and be
I
want to see more about this.
Boink. I don't. But
for a minute when it was hashtag Move California Forward, you know, stuff like that. When you want to see what was going on with the world.
But I guess like the more you hashtag a photo, the more like followers you do gain from that as well.
Oh, like people who are looking at that hashtag might follow you.
Yeah, but you have to be like clever and like moderate about it. Don't have a whole page of hashtags because then people are like,
Hooman.
People are like, this is spam. So just a couple. And then people are like, okay, I'm interested.
Oh, is that the formula? Did you go to social media school for this or what?
I think it's just my generation. Social media school for kids?
Yeah.
Well, I actually did learn a lot about
the hip young people.
Yeah. Well, actually,
we just know things.
I took a class on social media in college. So
you
that's
did?
Where, yeah.
Of course you
that's
did.
That's where college
did.
Is going.
Of course you did. How to rock social media 101.
Yeah.
How to be an influencer. Actually, there's an influencer story today. I hope I get to it. I think I'm going to do it at about 7.
Maybe you hope you have in your drive that doesn't pop up.
I know. That's freaking drive. Wham, my problems.
Sarah may or may not report the celebrity trash today.
I may or may not. I might just hang out. You know what? I told John to, I was like, hey, you know, wake up early today. You know? I wanted to be.
So that's like, what, 7:30 or?
Or 8 or something. I don't know when. You know, it'd just be great if he. I had to go in there to ask him how to reset. John, how do you reset the internet?
I could see the support. Like, even though he's just behind you, like, lounging on the couch, mm-hmm. almost looks like he's sleeping, but there's some sort of comfort factor having him there, you know, your guy, and he's your everything, pretty much. I know you scream for
his name. He is. It's weird how much I care about him. Like, oh, what does John think about that? That's amazing.
John,
all right.
With your girl.
Let's, you know... I know we talked about playing extra songs here. I feel like let's just do it. We can take a longer break at the end. I've got, because my stuff is loaded. Sorry, almost. My stuff is actually loaded right now. So
all
I want
right,
to.
Google.
I know. Thank you, Google. Go. So while it's loaded, I kind of want to do it. Let's just do a couple things. If you know what? I don't want to talk about Big Brother. A, because I kind of want. Vinny to talk about it, you know, when we all get back on Thursday and we can kind of Monday, we can all do a roundup about Thursday's show. But actually, if John wakes up in time, you know, man, he even as I was going to bed last night, he was ranting and raving about the show. Him and my older son, they're this, rah, 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 this, that, rah, rah. I'm like, wow, you know, like that is some real opinions on that.
Yeah, I saw a story about it that your girl Julie was all over the one of the girls that. I guess
yeah,
I
weirdly.
Shouldn't say because I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Not yet,
actually
anyway.
Care about this.
Shut up. You obviously didn't watch it. God.
I watched some clips that I saw.
Did you? Did you? Know, yeah. Oh, a highlight reel? Okay.
Partial clips. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even stand the clips, to be honest. It's dumb. I shouldn't say that.
That's
it's not.
Forget
it's
it. You're off the hook.
Me.
I don't even care. You guys don't even watch it. You're, seriously, like it's,
Nicole.
It's
what are your thoughts on Big Brother? Be honest.
You don't even have to.
I'm not asking
you watch
you
it.
To hate on it.
I didn't watch it because I watched the last night of the Democratic convention.
Yeah, it was
and
on the right
oh, that
those.
Was.
But I went to.
I said, "Oh my God, listen. I will say this. I don't. I'm sure somewhere in my list of stories that I couldn't get to because of freaking Google Drive. There's something. Joe Biden. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that felt good. Mm-hmm. That felt
the
really...
stories. Yeah, the yeah, speech that's... is like a politician.
Yeah,
very... Hey,
yeah. Oh,
what do you know?
Oh, I haven't
oh my
seen
God!
That in a while.
Look, a statesman, someone who knows what the job is, and pretty much, you know, whether you like the way you know his mind works or you're aligned with him politically or not. There's a guy who actually knows what the office of president means. Has served very closely to that. Plus, he's friends with Barack and Michelle. I mean,
that means a lot,
I
right?
I love it.
And
it
we're not a political show, so we're not going to talk.
He cares about people. That. Oh, yeah. My God.
So I didn't watch it because I watched that, and then I went to bed because I got here early. So.
Look,
oh, so
you know
would I'm, have watched it, though.
Yeah. You're off the hook, you guys. You don't ever have to, you know what? I can't force. If you're not into it, then you're not into it. Clearly,
but
I thought maybe if we force them, they'll come into it. And
watch it also because my friend's into it, but he even said it's kind of boring.
It's a boring season.
He's
so
like,
far.
They're playing it safe and they're not, he feels like they're not playing it right. Just like,
and that there's only one person really that I hate. I'm like, oh my God, Memphis. I don't want to wish death on him. That's wrong.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah, a little
but
bit.
But I was like, die already. be evicted already. How about that?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Die the show death. Boy, I expected to break early and plenty of time. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back and right after a song. We'll do one song. KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.